I'm your host, Aaron Quill.
And I'm Ron Terry.
And today we're lucky to have some of the core team from SUSE Linux Enterprise Server with us to sit down and talk to us about SLES 11 SP1. First, we have Matthias Eckermann. Matthias, good morning.
Good morning.
Matthias, what do you do for us?
I'm the product manager for SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. And my main purpose in the last year and nowadays is to define Service Pack 1. So what we are targeting, which specific themes we have for this service pack, and to deal with our colleagues from engineering, how we best implement all this.
And speaking of engineering, we have Olaf Kirsch, also from Germany.
Good morning.
Olaf, what do you do for us exactly?
I'm the director of the server department, and so we're mostly dealing with the low-level aspects of the server. So we're dealing with everything around architectures, different architectures like x86, 64, PowerPC, IA64, and quite importantly for us, Z-Series. We also deal with some of the low-level technologies, and we have a large team working on HA, and we have another team working on virtualization. And so that's about what the server department covers. We interact a lot with other parts of the OPS engineering to actually deliver SLES, but we provide kind of the core technologies, the basic foundations.
Let's get right into it. What is in SP1? You said you had a couple core themes that you were working on for it.
So we have these general themes that we have SUSE Linux Enterprise Server designed for, which is interoperability, mission critical, and ubiquity. But we have some specific enhancements in our Service Pack 1, which go into six directions, I would say. The first direction is scalability. The second is virtualization, that Olaf already talked about. The third is what many people shorten as RAS or expand it as reliability, availability, and serviceability. Then we have good improvements in systems management, very important for our large customers. We have improvements in interoperability, and certainly there is a lot in security that we have to look at.
Okay, so those were kind of the overall themes that you decided. Everything in this release is going to relate to one of those themes, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about some of the specifics. What are some of the actual enhancements that we're going to see?
Let's start with scalability.
Oh, scalability is a good one. Scalability always relates to the hardware. So it is not only dependent on our own development, but also on the development on the hardware side. Looking at System Z, you scale already with the hardware today. So whatever IBM will build, we will deliver the respective good optimized software for. And we have done some improvements here, specifically with respect to crypto algorithms, that we can exploit specific crypto hardware parts of the System Z hardware better in our Service Pack 1. On other architectures, there is currently ongoing an improvement in scalability. So let's talk about the so-called x86-64 architecture, that's Intel AMD 64-bit. And here we see a demand from a specific group of customers to scale to very large systems. What we are talking about here is we are talking about 4,096 CPUs in one single system image and 16 terabytes of RAM in one single system image. And this is indeed what SLES 11 SP1 on the 64-bit Intel AMD architecture will allow us out of the box. This means the default kernel that we are delivering and that you are running also on small systems is designed in a way that it can also cope with these number of CPUs and with these huge demands on RAM that you have.
And that's one of the key things just in the SUSE Linux Enterprise Server in general is the fact that we can go across all these different platforms. We can go from a lower-end x86 all the way through the higher-end x86, PowerPC, all the way up to, as you mentioned, running up on the mainframe on the 390, all with the same code.
Yeah.
So what other things are you working on in scalability?
So we have added also here storage scalability improvements. Storage is important for SUSE Linux Enterprise because we think that we are leading here in the Linux market with our optimal scaling file systems that we are providing, namely here the SGI proven long-living XFS file system, which will scale clearly beyond 100 terabyte in customer systems. The theoretical limit is unreachable for today's hardware to build a system with. So we really deliver a base for customers to run the large-scale storage requirements, file service, database service on our system out of the box.
Speaking of storage, so what we're also improving in this release is support for fiber channel over Ethernet. So what we are seeing in the data center is this convergence of all the different storage technologies converging on a single fabric, which is basically 10 gigabit Ethernet. We have iSCSI. We have supported that for quite a while. With SLES 11GA, we actually started to support fiber channel over Ethernet, and we're improving on that support with SP1, and which is also quite an important topic from us and also quite a good step forward in the technology area, I'd say.
On the topic of file systems, some of the new evolving file systems in the Linux world, we have ext4, which is a technology preview currently in GA, and then ButterFS, which is, you know, the kind of the next generation. What's our support going to be like for those two file systems in SP1?
For ext4, we will keep it as a technology preview. The reason that we already have more than enough file systems and that we don't need ext4. So we have the XFS file system, which delivers all the capabilities, functionality, and even more scalability than the ext4 file system delivers. For that reason, we do not plan to support the ext4 file system. For the future, we are delivering the so-called ButterFS file system, which is developed in the community and which many people in the community rate as the new rising star in Linux file systems. And we're delivering it early to our customers as a technology preview. And once the community agrees that the file system is enterprise ready, we are planning also to support it for our customers. But I think Olaf can add to this topic.
Well, certainly from our point of view, ButterFS is a very exciting new file system and it has a huge potential. And so a lot of the technologies and a lot of the ideas that went into ButterFS are really leading edge. And the performance numbers we're seeing today out of ButterFS are very promising. It has also built-in capabilities for snapshotting. So this is not an add-on technology that's added onto the side. It's just built in and it's all working very seamlessly. And so we are currently watching it quite closely, expecting it to stabilize quite soon in the future. And this is certainly the file system that we are looking on to carry us forward into the next generation.
Good. And I have to ask this because I get it all the time when I'm out training, is the ZFS question. Obviously, ZFS can't be supported on Linux because of some of the licensing issues, but it sounds like this ButterFS is really kind of the open source answer to the Sun ZFS in many cases.
It is very comparable in terms of functionality. I think for political reasons, I wouldn't call it the ZFS for Linux, but I think a lot of the design goals that ZFS had are also reflected in the ButterFS design. And so you could label it that way if you wanted.
Okay.
So it is certainly going to be what we want to offer our customers who say we want ZFS-like functionality.
So topics to name here is, for example, a copy and write functionality. That's one of the important things. The integration of storage management, volume management, and file system that Olaf already mentioned is another important topic. And from my perspective, it is also necessary and important to see that ButterFS is not in any case, in any way, dependent on ZFS, but that it stems from a lot of ideas in other Linux file systems. So, for example, it has ideas borrowed from RiserFS. It has ideas coming from XFS. It has ideas coming from HP's submission of the, I think, AUFS it was called, which was also publicized for use in Linux. Never became a Linux file system, but I think all these ideas flow into ButterFS. And it's a development of its own. And if customers wanted to compare with ZFS, yes, fine. But I would not position it this way.
Okay. And I think this is one of those conversations that as it matures, later on down the road, we're probably going to want to have a podcast just geeking out about how cool the file system and talking some of the geeky details.
Matthias and Olaf, thanks a lot for sitting down and bringing Ron and I up to speed on what's going to be in SP1. We look forward to seeing it.
So do we.